All right, welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. And I'm honored to introduce my next guest to you, none other than Mr. Manny Perez. He is the former Wisconsin Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development under Governor Scott Walker and then Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. Good morning to you, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Errol. It's both an honor and a pleasure to be here with you today.
Let me say before we get started, I remember just like yesterday, Scott Walker began his political career, at the state of Wisconsin, and then county executive in Milwaukee County, and then on to the gubernatorial seat in the state of Wisconsin. And along the way, he brought in Rebecca Clefish. And, just to give people some idea of who and what Rebecca Clefish is and what she's been, as of right now, she is one of the leading candidates to become governor of the state of Wisconsin. And while she's doing that, instead of laying low, she's running around shooting her mouth off, talking about the presidential election has been rigged. Never mind that she has no proof whatsoever to corroborate that. She doesn't feel as if she needs any. And that's who she's been since she first came into the political arena on the state level. And I remember clearly just how dangerous a person she was. Scott Walker, on the other hand, was dangerous himself, but he at least was able to cover up the kind of person that he really was. On the other hand, Rebecca Clefish put it all out there before the world to see, as she continues to do today. But let's talk about why you are here. I remember many of us, the coronavirus and the impact that it had on many people in this state who were laid off because of the severity of the virus, and businesses were shut down, and people were in need of their unemployment benefits. They were at wit's end. They couldn't pay any bills. They struggled, and their unemployment checks they could not get. And they were angry and frustrated. And the Republican Party, including one Rebecca Clefish, who was running for governor of the state of Wisconsin, blamed Governor Tony Evers and said that this is the Democrats' fault. They did not take care of business. They've only been in office a short period of time, and they've ruined all of these things. Let's place the blame clearly at the feet of the person who caused this, Governor Tony Evers. You say what? First off, you were appointed by Governor Walker as the Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development. But you say what, my friend?
That is correct. I was appointed by former Governor Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish to be the Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development when we won the elections in 2011. And I took possession of the office at the same time when the governor took possession of the governor's office. As part of the taking possession of the office, any executive that is listening to me right now will tell you that that is the standard thing that any executive should do, which is you need to have an assessment of the current situation as soon as you take office. I mean, it's just a standard procedure. So at DWD, there are two ways of doing this. One is the formal reporting process from the administrators to the Division of Administrative Services, from Administrative Services to the Deputy Secretary, and from the Deputy Secretary directly to the Chief of Staff. The Deputy Secretary normally does not report operationally to the Secretary, reports to the Chief of Staff, because the Chief of Staff is the one that runs the operation, and the Deputy Secretary runs the operation in each agency. The role of the Secretary is different, because he has to do with public, with strategy, with different things, okay? So as part of becoming Secretary, I took it upon myself to conduct a personal assessment of the agency, which included, and anybody can corroborate this, which included walking the building at both in Milwaukee and the city of Madison almost every day, pretty frequently. As part of that process, I would interview personally the division managers, employees, managers, everybody, just also to have an assessment. And one of the questions that I presented to each one of the division managers at that time, we're talking 2 weeks right after we took office, and I asked them, give me a list, in your opinion, of the threats. What are the problems that we see right now that are most immediate? And I obtained that. I just wanted to identify what was so urgent that needed to be paid attention immediately, in addition to the normal reporting process that would occur. I had the opportunity to interview the manager of the unemployment insurance system, a very fine person, professional. During that interview, she indicated to me that the system, the UI system in Wisconsin, was very obsolete, was based on, I believe, was Unix, the language that she indicated. So, you know, very, very old, into the money. The reason that this thing is working is because we are babysitting it every single day. It requires a lot of maintenance, and one of these days, it is not going to work. That's what she told me. As soon as she told me, well, of course, my adrenaline went all the way from my knees, you know? And I said, I need to alert the governor, and I need to present a solution. Any good executive will tell you that you don't go to your boss to just to present the problem. You go to the boss presenting solutions. Okay? That's what a good executive does. So I proceeded immediately, and I called the undersecretary of the Department of Labor at the federal level, and I explained the problem. The individual told me, if your governor sends us a letter outlining the problem, we will align resources for Wisconsin to revamp and modernize the system. And not only that, we will also provide funds for extra capacity, because we know that there are several other states that have the same problem. All we need is a letter from the governor requesting assistance. So I went immediately to Keith Gilks at the governor's office and explained the issue. And he specifically and categorically told me no, in the same voice that I am using right now. He told me no. Not only that, I discussed the issue of agencies working as silos and not aligned towards workforce development and economic development. It should be one seamless system in which all of the agencies become aligned to workforce development and become aligned to economic development. And the Undersecretary of Labor also told me, send a letter requesting a legal waiver and we will give the state of Wisconsin a legal waiver so that all of you design a system as a pilot in which you test realigning all of the agencies. This issue is very crucial to Wisconsin, because even though it sounds abstract, it repercutes. It has consequences in the ability for the private sector to find the workers and for workers to find sustainable employment. But let's connect in first in relation to the UI issues. She knew, because when Keith Gilks,
Let me ask you. So we're hearing some background noise with your phone.
Okay.
I don't know if you can get to another phone after the break, or if we can get that.
Is it better now?
Yeah, that's better. Yeah. Go ahead.
Good.
Yeah, that's better.
And so the protocol, this is important for everybody to know. The protocol is and was that if you talk to the chief of staff, which in this case it was Keith Gilks, automatically the governor knew and the lieutenant governor knew. Our instructions were you talk to the chief of staff and they will inform the lieutenant governor and the governor, because it's like you don't go there. You can be a secretary for the president, but you just don't go and talk to him. You need to go to the chief of staff, and then the chief of staff is the gatekeeper that aligns.
So let's do this. Hang on a second. We've got to go to a break. On the line, Mr. Manny Perez. He's a former Wisconsin secretary of the department, DWD, and he's on to talk about what governor, lieutenant governor and candidate for governor Rebecca Clefish knew about the problems with the unemployment department at the state of Wisconsin. We've got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the number. We'll be right back. All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. On the line, Mr. Manny Perez. He's the former Wisconsin Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development under Scott Walker, Governor Scott Walker, and Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clefish. And he's here to talk about the failures of the unemployment department and equipment going way back to 2011. Maybe people have forgotten already, but if you were one of the people who happened to be unfortunately unemployed during the pandemic and was not able to get your unemployment check months passed, and people struggled and suffered, and many people are not going to forget that. And as the election is on the docket later this year for the governor of the state of Wisconsin, Rebecca Clefish, who was, based on what Mr. Perez is saying, well aware of the problems that existed going back to 2011 with the unemployment system in the state of Wisconsin, and yet did nothing to address it. Based on what my guest, Mr. Perez, is saying, when he brought this to the attention of Clefish and others, they clearly stated that they did not want to accept any help from President Barack Obama. They didn't want any support from a Democrat because, you know, it was more important that they, being the strong Republicans that they were, would not accept any help from a Democrat, let alone President Barack Obama. And so in the midst of all of that, people suffered just tremendously in this state last year. And the year before with their unemployment, the unemployment department and the system not being able to get those resources to people when they were at their lowest ebb. And I would think that, Mr. Perez, one of the reasons that you want to get this message out is you think that it is not right that Rebecca Clefish can be untruthful about this. And if she's willing to lie about that, she's willing to lie about many other things. You say what, sir?
That is correct. When I saw the advertisements and the different statements, I decided that I needed to set the record straight once and for all. But let's go even a little bit further. On September 27, 2011, this is about 4 months after I left the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development, 4 months in September, Rebecca Clefish appeared on a TV program where she indicated clearly that she was aware of issues on unemployment insurance in the Department of Workforce Development. She stated that, and it's in the link in the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. It's in the link of that Hispanic News Network published in several of the other newspapers. So she knew, she was aware. So the question that all citizens in Wisconsinites from Ashland, from Wausau, from La Crosse, from Racine, from Kenosha need to ask is, well, at least on September 27, 2011, what did she know? What report did she read? Did she go and interview the division manager of the unemployment insurance to get a detailed understanding of what was going on? And most importantly, what actions did she take to correct the issues? What actions did Governor Walker take to correct the issues at DWD?
So it would have been one thing to say that they couldn't correct it because there were no resources to correct it, but there were resources at the federal level had they inquired.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's a standard procedure. Remember, a lot of the programs that the state of Wisconsin received are actually funded by the federal government. Make no mistake. Okay.
You know, those on the right are refuting what you are saying and saying that, you know, you had issues that were impacting and affecting you and that you are saying these things solely to clear yourself of what they would say was wrongdoing. You say what to those allegations, sir?
The Department of Administration, in 2011, published a statement indicating there had been no case, no filing of harassment against me. A lady that worked at DWD sent an email much later after I left, sent an email to, I believe it was the chief of staff or DOA, I don't remember exactly what he was saying, that why are you people putting me aside? Is it because I filed a complaint of harassment against the prior secretary or because of my relationship with the current secretary? Something to that effect. A few days later, the Department of Administration issued a statement indicating there is no case filed of harassment. So that's it. There is no case filed of harassment. There was never any case. There was no complaint of harassment.
So let me ask. I'm sorry. Go ahead, sir.
So why did that lady send that email? I do not know, because I was not inside DWD at the time. I do know that the day after or 2 days after she sent that letter, Secretary Scott Bombach resigned. And a few weeks later, she was dismissed or left DWD. So, but I do not know, because I was not there. the bottom line is, from a legal standpoint, there was no case of harassment filed.
So I don't want. I don't want to get bogged down in that, because what you are clearly want to convey is that you obviously are aware of all the suffering that went on because the unemployment department at DWD was not able to sustain or do its job during the pandemic, and many, many people suffered over the last year or so. And the fact that it's been Republicans, Rebecca Clefish herself has pointed the finger at Governor Evers and said it was his issue of blood and he was at the root of that. And you want to refute all of those things, sir?
Absolutely. That's a complete falsehood. Because when Governor Tony Evers entered office, the virus was already exploding. And so as a result, there would have been no time to go ahead and implement the changes. The changes needed to be implemented since 2011, so that by the time a new governor would come in, the process would have been advanced in terms of modernization of the system. There is an audit that you can find the link also on the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel. There is a letter of audit from the LRB, the Legislative Research Bureau Audit Bureau, that points out.
So I need you to hold that thought, sir. We've got to go to a break. On the line, Mr. Manny Perez. He's in Florida, the former Wisconsin Secretary of the Department of Workforce Development under Governor Walker and Rebecca Clefish. Got to go to a break. 844-967-2789 is the... welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. My guest is Mr. Manny Perez. He's a former Wisconsin Secretary of the Department of Public Works, DWD, and he's the former Wisconsin Secretary under Scott Walker and Rebecca Clefish. And so he's on the line because he has taken it upon himself to set the record straight, I guess you can say, as Rebecca Clefish is the front runner for Republican nominee for the gubernatorialship of the state of Wisconsin. And, sir, You clearly have all of this information that you have not exposed until now. Why now?
Because I saw the different advertisements about unemployment insurance that were being presented over there in Wisconsin. And I said to myself, well, somebody has to set the record straight. And eventually, there needs to be an investigation. Well, on who does it fall the responsibility at the beginning of 2011 for this system? Well, I can tell you who, and that person is me. And so that's when I said, you know what, I am going to write this op-ed, and I am going to publish it to set the record straight. But even if you go a little bit further. On September 27th, Rebecca Clefish, September 27, 2011, Rebecca Clefish went in TV and indicated that she was aware of problems at the unemployment insurance in a DWD. So the question that all Wisconsinites from Ashland to La Crosse and to Racine need to ask themselves is, what did she know? What did she do to correct it? And what actions, what results were obtained? Clearly, very little or none. In December 2014, the Legislative Audit Bureau issued a report indicating, I have it in front of me, indicated in 2011 there were 1 million calls blocked or abandoned. So Keith Gilkes, Mike Hedges, Rebecca Clefish, and Governor Scott Walker knew about the problems that were occurring, and you got written proof as of 2014. You have TV proof in September 27, 2011, that she was aware of the problems and did not. So, you have my verbal statement, but go to the trail, go to the paper trail.
So I would think that she's going to, at some point in time, have to answer these questions. And clearly, the Democratic Party, if they have any metal whatsoever, would begin to bring pressure on her, because, as you stated, there's already documents and news feed to corroborate that she was aware of these things.
Well, I would go even further. I would challenge Rebecca Clifish to come into this program and discuss all of this evidence in front of the public and take questions from the public, just like I am doing right now. One thing is to talk through advertisement, and another thing is to be present and answer questions. And if you want to, you can open the line so that people can ask me any question that you want. There's two different what people can talk through their mind, and no one can talk through evidence.
Well, the phone lines are always open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. And clearly this is an issue where if she's not going to be honest about that, what else is she not going to be honest about? You know, and I do understand. I'm sorry, go ahead.
There is more.
Go ahead.
Because, for example, on April 2011, and this is a matter of public record, I sent it to you earlier on, early, and I sent it to you to several newspapers. On April 12, 2011, I indicated to the public that I was very concerned about the lack of strategic planning and alignment between the workforce, between the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation and the Department of Development. And I indicated in that article, which you can find in wisconsinbusiness.com, I indicated that Paul Jaden and I had sat down and we devised a plan in which operationally and strategically we had coordinated both agencies so that workforce development would work in complete alignment with the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation for the benefit of all Wisconsinites. And what happened after I left, and what happened after Paul Jaden left, both Rebecca Clifish and Scott Walker dropped those plans. And I can tell you that Rebecca Clifish knew them because I personally explained those to her. And I advocated many times for her to be very active in the plan for workforce development and economic development. I can tell you that.
You know that the smear campaign on you is already underway. That's
an ancient of politics.
Yes. You know, sir, it is so critically important at this juncture, when those of us who already knew who Rebecca Clifish was, there are many others who didn't. And what they do is they see a woman, and they don't see the type of person she is, because she smiles and she appears to be pleasant. But underneath, clearly there's something at the root of her that is not right. And hateful, really. I mean, I've seen her in action. I've listened to her over almost a decade or so, and she will do whatever is necessary for her advancement, never mind the people. Because to know what people, the struggles, I've been unemployed before, and maybe others haven't. And I know that it's a lifeline, your unemployment check coming through the mail. and being there to tide you over, and families, and the hurt and pain that people suffered, and to blame that. And the great thing about what you were doing is clearing this up, because there are people who certainly were going to hold this against the present governor, and when it came to voting, could possibly, you know, not vote for Governor Evers based solely on that, because the sheer numbers of people who were impacted with this is overwhelming.
Well, in my opinion, observe, I am a Republican and I am a Lincoln Republican. Okay, I am a Lincoln Republican. Right. Anybody that is listening knows what that means, okay? I believe we Republicans, and particularly the base, we need to do better in selecting candidates. Candidates that are knowledgeable. Candidates that are that work for the citizens, not the citizens working for them. In the case of Rebecca Cliffish and Scott Walker, they, in their mind, they work for the donors. They don't work for the people. As a result, you saw, and the proof is Scott Walker. He, as soon as he was able to get some notoriety in with the whole thing of Act 10, he basically abandoned the state of Wisconsin. He abandoned it. And Rebecca Cliffish went along with that because she was completely sure, probably, that he would become, that Walker would become president, and then she would become governor. That's probably what occurred. But at no time was the priority, let's work for the people of Wisconsin. Let's set up a planning to benefit the state for the next 25 years. Just like Governor Thompson did. I'm not discovering here new management styles. Okay? Even Democrats would say that Tommy Thompson did many great things.
That's correct.
Like the W-2 program. Okay? So in the case of Rebecca Cliffish, the question that all Wisconsinites need to be asking is, well, what did you know on September 27, 2011 about your insurance? Come in on this program and take questions. And show the evidence what she knew and what she did do or may not have done to correct the issues at DWD in relation to unemployment insurance. She, what she needs to do, and not send a spokesperson. Come and do it, just like I am doing right now. Anybody can call in and ask me questions. One thing is to talk through advertisement, and another thing is to talk facing the people. It's like two different things.
You know, sir, big respect for you, being a fellow Republican and knowing the team, you know, is sometimes you got to do what's the right thing in politics and what they consider to be the right thing. And that's just take one for the team and just go along with this. But you clearly... your conscience would not allow you to sit still and be quiet. As I said before, thousands and thousands of people were hurt severely with this. And then it would be one thing, sir, if that happened and she knew it and she said, we made a mistake. We understand that. People, we all make mistakes. But then to turn around and point the finger at Governor Evers and say that he was at the root of this shows how evil and sinister a person she is. Because if she'll lie about that, what else would she lie about? Got to go to a break. On the line, Mr. Tony Perez. We'll be right back. Manny Perez. Be right back. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today, I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. It's 844-967-2789. You can text us that same number. On the line, Mr. Manny Perez. He's a former secretary of DWD. And he was appointed by Governor Scott Walker back in 2011. Sir, you know, people may ask the question, you know, you were there for a little over 4 months. That position is a coveted position. Were you fired or did you walk away from it?
I walked away from it once I saw that we had lost alignment of objectives. Remember the following. We worked together, all Republicans, to elect Scott Walker
right.
on one single premise. One single premise, 250,000 jobs by the end of the first term. That's why we supported Scott Walker and Rebecca Clifish. The moment that there was no talk, or very little talk, about Act 10 and this and this, no. We were going to do 250,000 jobs by the end of the first term, and we were going to restructure the Department of Commerce and convert it into the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. That was the platform. Okay? And a week or 2 weeks after taking position, Governor Scott Walker and Rebecca Clifish changed the entire economic electoral promise from 250,000 jobs into deploying this whole attack against the union, which was not part of the electoral platform, or at least was not the main portion of the electoral platform. As a result, we had a strategic planning form in order to achieve the 250,000 jobs. Paul Jaden was going to restructure the Wisconsin Economic Development Corporation. I was going to manage the Department of Workforce Development. And Paul Jaden and I worked in sync. And you can ask him. And I would encourage you to ask him. And in sync, and we completely align both agencies. Something completely unheard of, because all the agencies tend to work separately.
So is it... Go ahead. Finish your point.
Then after all of this exploded with Act 10 and all of that, basically what became obvious was that the governor had changed the electoral plan. And in fact, much later on, he himself said, well, that was just an ideal goal. Well, no, he got elected for that. And we need to stop electing people that get elected on one promise and the day after they take office, they change it completely.
You know, I got to tell you, these are very, very strong statements that clearly you can back up. And have the conservative outlets reached out to you at all to challenge what it is you are saying?
Not yet. And I hope that they do. And I will gladly participate in the talk shows and discuss and debate all of this in front of the public.
Because
I will do so.
Because what I see in this is former Lieutenant Governor Clifish and Scott Walker had changed their whole plan and got national, got connected nationally. And instead of addressing the issues and the ills of our state, became adorned with national politics.
That is correct. And both of them became drunk with the national politics and the fame and all of this and all of that, and abandoned Wisconsin from Ashland to La Crosse into Wausau, into every single county. They abandoned it.
You know, it is more than a notion with what you are saying. If people don't give that some thought, it without question points to the character of who Rebecca Clefish is. And it does not matter what she says, right? Character is what you judge when people aren't watching you. And when people weren't watching her, she was clearly setting things in motion to benefit herself and Governor Scott Walker and not the people.
Clearly so. They put their personal interests and ambitions above the people. And the problem is that politicians need to understand, and Republicans need to understand, the citizens don't work for the politicians. The politicians work for the citizens. Yes, the politician needs to balance different interests, interests of the private sector, interests of the people, interests of this, and you need to balance it. That's the art of politics.
Go ahead.
But to prioritize the interest of donors over the interest of the people, that is completely wrong, unethical, and it damages the state. And you saw in plain face the damage that occurs when politicians act in that manner. Because let's say that in 2011, they did not complete the modernizing of the UI system. Okay, I understand. By the time, but at least they had done something. By the time the virus hit, well, the process would have been much easier to manage and later to modernize. But they just never did anything. And Keith Gilkes and Mike Hitchin.
I don't know that we.
I think we lost him.
Okay, we lost him, but we were just about done anyway. I'm going to do this. I'm going to reach out to Rebecca Clefish and see if we can get her on the air to speak about these allegations, because it is clearly a big issue. Make no mistake about it. This is a huge issue. And she should speak on it. Yes, Mr. Perez, I got a minute left. What do you say?
Well, what I believe is the citizens, the Wisconsinites, need to ask Rebecca Clefish and Keith Gilkes and Mike Hibbs and Scott Walker. Once you knew back in September 27, 2011, once she indicated publicly she was aware of issues at UI, what did you do? What results did you get? I think all the cities in relation to this election need to ask Rebecca Clefish, well, how many, in 8 years of being in office, how many new companies did you bring into Wisconsin?
Let me.
And in what areas? And what jobs did you create?
Let me say this to you, Mr. Perez. I will reach out to you again if it's okay.
Yes.
I will definitely reach out to you again. I'm going to reach out to Rebecca Clefish today and see if we can get her on and challenge her.
Absolutely.
Have that conversation, but we got to run. Thank you very much. I'll talk to you again soon. Thank everybody who made the show go. You've been tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. See you tomorrow.